Every one of us has a unique story to share. By sharing these stories, at times we can inspire and also help others feel like they're not alone. Finding similarities through sharing of our life's journey, that's the foundation of building a community. That's what our podcast is about. Welcome to In Our Community, Season 3. When you hear the word PB&J, where does your mind immediately go? For me, it's not peanut butter and jelly that most might think of. It's in fact one of my favorite places to be in Danville. Plant-based and juice bar, serving smoothies, juices, and incredibly tasty plant-based foods to our community. Owners Christian and Shannon has been in the forefront of health and wellness in our community for the past several years. What intrigued me the most about today's guest is not just entrepreneurial spirit and kind minds, and hearts, but their goal and desire to always be seeking their next step. I can't wait to dig deep into our conversation today. Welcome to In Our Community podcast, Christian and Shannon. I should say welcome back to our pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
Been a while.
It's good to have you guys.
Thank you.
So since I had you guys on last time, there's been a lot of changes. You've evolved over time. So why don't we start there? Just kind of share with the listeners on how you've evolved from Altera to moving to different places to where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, we like to call it survival, which everyone has because of the end of the world in 2020. But yeah, so when we were here, we had Altera, which was a health club. But our passion has always been in the nutrition side of things. So we had this amazingly bad idea to start a juice bar in Danville called PB&J Bar, plant-based and juice bar. So we opened that and paired it with our nutritional consulting and fitness world. And two weeks after we opened, COVID hit. So the adaptations that we've had have really been, like I said, based on survival, but not in a negative way. Very just real conversations. You know, some employees left to pursue better careers. They had degrees and they went and did their thing. And we are definitely just creatures of adaptation. Definitely a shout out to Mark Burke. We're adaptive species, and that's what we actually love doing. I don't know if we love doing it. I love doing it. Shannon supports the adaptation, but I love the idea of just, you know, the creative aspect of just ever changing and moving and flowing and what else can we do and reach new people. So we decided to shut down Altera. Things were, you know, it wasn't bad. It was a good thing, but we decided to shut that down and really focus on PB&J. This is where we feel like we can reach the most amount of people with what we have to offer and our passion for the health and fitness industry. And here we are. We've survived.
I love the word survival that you use, but you use it in such a positive context. Usually the word survival is used in a negative, like I survive, but you're like, you talk about it in such an uplifting manner. Do you find what attracts you to these survival mindsets? When you face survival, what's your mindset going into it? How do you approach it? How do you attack it?
I'm a very jump and figure it out on the way down kind of guy. You've done some time in the city, that New York mindset, man. If you stop to think, the taxi cab gets the spot. You know what I mean? Like that New York City mindset. Shannon has a little different approach. You can speak on kind of what your approach to survival is.
I think when it comes down to it, when we know we need to do something, we need to make a change or figure out the next thing, Christian will come with the overall end game, you know? This is where we should be. And then I kind of backtrack and say, well, but how do we make that first step? So it kind of works for us to together make that plan.
The positiveness definitely comes from me living in the future. We see the future goal. We see the stories and the love and all the positive at the end. But we've lived life. You have too. You've literally survived. You know the struggle that's going to come. But we've also, you included especially, you know the feeling on the other side of that journey. And that's what I personally live for. It's not the day-to-day. It's just, man, where can we go? And the crazy part about that is you're never going to get there. You know, so I live in this ever-going journey, definitely happiness along the way of those daily moments. But that's what survival is. I mean, if you don't survive, you die, right? So survival can't be a negative thing because, you know, it's every day. When you wake up in the morning, you survived, you know, and it's kind of out of your hands at so much, which you understand. So it's such a positive thing, you know, survival and failure and struggle and all these things. I mean, that's life, you know. So survival is the journey until the journey's over. So if you don't embrace it, you know, it's going to be very stressful. So when you realize that, hey, we're in for a struggle, let's go survive. Let's see how much we can survive with some calculated risk. Enter Shannon into the equation. You know, that's what makes it so fun.
Yeah. So over the course of my hospitalization, I've gotten to know you guys really well. Shout out to you two. Thank you. I can't thank you guys enough for everything that you've done.
So let's go back there, because this is a story that everyone needs to hear. If you want to talk about a story, so we told this story. So, you know, we heard about Hitty being hospitalized, and, you know, everyone's kind of in the dark. We've been there through struggles, and, you know, the last thing you want to do is just post a bunch of stuff on Facebook. So we finally found out, hey, he's recovering, you know, but it's not great. And we get this call. We get this text from Corey, right? And Shannon says, hey, Corey just texted us and says, hey, he wants to talk to us. So we huddle in a corner in PB&J, and Shannon says, hey, you know, what's up? And Hitty's on the other side, and we're so blessed to hear his voice, right?
Thank you.
And the first words out of his mouth are, I have a big favor to ask. My kidneys are shot. And I don't know how to say this. You guys are so busy. And, you know, all of the positive, I'm going to ask you something and I'm going to preface it because I'm a good pro, all that. And I look at Shannon and I said, holy shit, he's going to ask me for a kidney. And we both looked at each other of like, this is the sweetest guy that you think you do anything for, but I'm about to be tested. And he says, I need you guys to cook me food. And I was just like, oh, my God, yes. Like this. So every time we brought him food, he would thank us so much. But it's just like, no, you have no idea what I thought you were going to ask me to bring you.
That so, is a great story.
You know, that is the backside of why cooking food for Hitty was no stress, because what we thought the struggle was, I thought I was going to be bedside with him, sharing a room with him on a limited kidney-friendly diet. So yes.
What would you have said if I asked you that?
I think I would have blew into the phone with white noise, act like we got cut off and hung up. Probably would have had a glass of wine and had some serious conversation. You know, give him some time to try to find somebody else. But in the end, I think I would have done it. But I can't promise
man.
That. You
That's
know?
Okay. That's all right. But. That is so funny. Man, but so what I wanted to say prior to that, the meal delivery turned into building of our friendship. And so we've had really deep, meaningful conversations, and I looked forward to those every morning. The thing that I discovered about you guys, you are the perfect yin and yang match. You guys bring such a differences to the business and to life, but you work so well together. You see things so differently, but you're able to come to the middle ground, to the perfect solution. And I think that's what PB&J is, and that's what drives PB&J's future and what's about to come. So it's really, really been interesting to hear your thought process through your evolution and what your next step is, and just your thought process in general and how much different it is. You know, if Christian's a fastball, Shannon is like all the off-speed pitches, and she has an array of them. And she's just kind of like trying to control the future, utilizing her tools and trying to keep up with Christian's fastest fastball there ever is. And it's really, I just want you to kind of share your journey, because I'm sure there are differences in terms of how your ideas come into fruition and the process as to which you work together to get to that point. So what is that conversation like behind closed doors, and how do you guys navigate through that difficulty?
I'm glad she's the curveball, because that's the one you don't see coming. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's a little dirty, and then it's like, oh, and she got me. So that's the side that no one sees of Shannon. You know, she the employees are scared of Shannon. You know,
really?
Mom drops the hammer. You know, it's that mom look that she has. So I love it. But yeah, I'll start, and then you know she can kind of feed off it. So the conversation usually starts with, I have this idea, you know, and she pours a glass of wine because she's in for the long run.
But she knows it.
The big thing, you know, behind it, it goes so much deeper than that. So before the conversation starts, we have this understanding that there's no ego involved, you know. So I've done our journey has been so ego driven as far as learning about the ego. So we do not argue. In almost 10 years together, we've never had an argument.
Wow.
Honest to God, like not we've had talks by all means, but when you take the ego out of it, so I've heard ego is anger is just your ego not being satisfied, right? So the second the blood pressure goes up, the adrenaline is there. If you can just look real quick internally and just say, okay, I'm being selfish right now, and that's okay, that's natural. But I remember one of your conversations with Xander was so touching to me, that you can't meet negative with negative, right? So if there's already some walls being built, approaching it with negativity, with it, which is your ego, is never gonna win, right? What's the positive outcome of me winning over Shannon? And I'll tell you one thing that's not going to happen is she's not going to let me spend the money to do the next idea. So that's why I just stop right there, right? If I want any of my ideas to come to fruition, I need Shannon on my side. So we immediately drop the ego on both ends. She doesn't push me, I don't push her. And that really sets the tone for a great conversation. I know her fears, she knows mine, and so on and so forth. So the conversation usually starts of who can we help? I wanna do this, I wanna help these people, and so on and so forth. And she is a great devil's advocate, but I welcome it, right? Because I see past all the roadblocks. I just blow right past them mentally, because I'm already in the future. And she sees those possible bumps in the road, and then the conversation comes in of like, okay, but what about, how are we going to get past this, and how are we going to get past that? And I am the most shut down person in our company, but that's okay when you're the idea guy, right? Because if we did all my ideas, we'd be broke, we'd be homeless, we'd have nothing, because we'd be running in circles. So again, dropping that ego and just being like, hey, I have this, and I'm going to run 100 of them past everyone, and this one is going to be really good. That's what it's all about, right? You know, that's what it's all about. So, yeah, I'll bring this idea of, you know what, we're going to expand PB&J. Our goal is 100 restaurants in the East Coast. And I'm going to say, okay, we're going to open up Williamsport, Buckhorn, and Shamokin Dam. You know, so when I first brought that to the table, you know, your responses were, you know, go ahead.
I don't know. Like, I don't have that thought process that he does. So right away I'm thinking, yeah, but, you know, maybe it's too close together, because already in Danville we pull in people from those areas. So it's like I'm already kind of concerned, like, what it's going to look like at all these individual places that are kind of close together. The other side of that is they're close enough for us to be able to go to them and, you know, deliver things easier and manage all of it. So, yeah, I still am not sold on everything. So that's like where we're still at. Like, sure, we're still working through. But it's always like, well, what if? What if this isn't good, or if we can't find this, then give me the next idea. Like, because it's like, I know for him, if it's good enough to start thinking about and planning, I want to have plan B already figured out. Like, I want to know if that doesn't work, if we can't figure that out, then what's the next step? Like, how do we move forward without just being stopped in our tracks?
Yeah.
So that's typically.
So the big idea, if I want 10, I'm going to ask for 100 every time, right? So you drop this big idea, the answer is hell no. There's no way. Mm. And all the negative possibilities, which are not false, right? So then it comes back to me to, okay, I need to prove it. I need to do the work. You know, if it's not good enough just on, hey, guess what? Now I got to go do the work. And then it's a lot of conversations back and forth of me narrowing it in, of proving why I believe, of let's go do some research. Let's bring some numbers to the table. Let's put a message out on PB&J's Instagram and vote and see if people, you know, let's show interest. And that's what it is. It's this back and forth until I can get Shannon to believe in it. And it's she's not just going to believe because I want it, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not that she eventually gives in. She's going to continue to be the devil's advocate in a good way. And then when she really believes and says, you know what, okay, that's it, that's when we attack it. So there's a lot of behind the scenes of just back and forth and possibilities. And what about this? But what about this? And great conversations. We love to travel together. We have great conversations in the car or on planes or wherever that is. And that's what these conversations are until we come to a point. And, you know, then it's, hey, let's go find a piece of land. Let's go find this. And at that point, then the ball starts rolling. And that's really how the conversations come to fruition. A walk along the dike in Danville of, are we going to pursue Alterra or are we going to pursue PB&J? And just back and forth and back and forth until we come to a conclusion and says, hey, this is where we're going to rock and roll. So it's, yeah.
I was going to say, this process in which you guys come to a decision, you kind of went through the same thing when you built PB&J from Alterra, because you guys started with Alterra first, and then eventually the idea of PB&J came about, I'm guessing from you, Christian, and then you guys kind of built it into what it is now.
Yeah.
Was the conversation kind of similar in terms of how you're discussing this expansion at this point to how
100%.
You built it?
I mean, your words, almost quote unquote, of let's start a restaurant were...
No way.
We'll never own a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean...
But I said that about a gym, too.
Yeah.
Did
in,
you?
You know,
years
when
before,
we were
yeah.
in Berwick yeah. and, hey, we need to open a gym, I'll never own a gym. In the flood zone. I mean, like, just go down the list. And it took, you know, and then it was, okay, well... If I'm going to do this, we're going to have real estate. Oh, okay, cool. So we, you know, and then it's, well, again, how do we compromise? How do we find a safe place for both of us? Because I'm down for whatever, you know, I'm down for whatever. So I know if she's in and she'll back me emotionally, then, you know, then it's just, again, then the survival is like, okay, let's rock and roll. Let's rock and roll and see where we can go. So, yeah, and then PB&J, we were actually looking to really grow Alterra. And the fitness aspect of it, we were looking to purchase another fitness center and grow Alterra. And we were at Route 11. Shout out to, you know, Katie and the
Katie,
crew.
Yeah.
Mike and Katie, yeah. And she said, you know, if we're going to do this PB&J thing, this is like how we're going to do it. This is how I need to feel comfortable. And we said, okay. And we, you know, we pursued that. Unknowing of, you know, COVID and all that stuff. So yeah, that's again, my ego. I've no problem shutting down my ego because another idea comes 10 seconds later and it's just like, yeah, you know, and that's, you know, my gift and my curse. So I don't really care if you shut me down. It's just like, cool, let's go on to the next one. Let's rock and roll. Let's have fun with this. And as long as she stays sane with that, you know, we have fun with it. So.
I love having conversations with you two because the way I see you two is exactly how you present yourself and how you each other understand each other. And you maximize each other's strength by working together. So it's almost like I'm trying to think of a metaphor to describe you, Christian. You're like the superhero that will jump into any dangerous scene, no matter what the risk is, right? And then see what happens. Even if there's 1,000 villains, you'll jump in there and try to fight it off. But at the end, if you are by yourself, you may come out bruised or you may come out hurt. But there's Shannon who will stop you, pull you back and say, hold on, let's think of all these scenarios.
Yeah, Shannon's standing there with the hose going like, yo, why don't you put the fire out first?
Yeah,
100%,
yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. But Shannon, you know, as you stated, it's like you don't see it as this future outcome, but you're good at figuring out the process as to which how you guys can together get to that end goal. And so together you maximize each other's strength. And it's such, I feel it just sitting across from you in terms of like, you two are one. You know what I mean? And that's what marriage is supposed to be, is together you work together. So my question to you is, do you think your business strengthened your relationship, or was your business grew because of the strength of your relationship? Which came first, chicken or the egg?
I'll let you start.
I think definitely that the relationship strengthened the business, if I worded that the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Because before we had the businesses together, we only had the relationship for years before that.
Mm.
And that was already, like, we already functioned in that way together. So
absolutely. And yeah. I would say the evolution of both over the years is what's so strong. So it's like the evolution that we bring to the business, we bring to our relationship. You know, there's never, I heard something about, you know, every 10 years you're with someone new, and you need to love them. That's not the correct word, but like basically retest yourself of like, okay, I have a new partner now, and I need to, you know, kind of check myself and start over. You know, I'm not saying this properly, but you get the gist. So that evolution of, we're always checking ourselves. It's never, well, this is who I am. You know, this is who you married, you know, but it's always, well, what can we become together? We're constantly trying to find our own weaknesses. And then it's like, well, how can we grow through those? You know, and from the get-go, like my weakness is very stubborn, very, not closed-minded, but blind. Just, you know, don't care. Again, jump and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And Shannon has always brought this, well, like, see it through the eyes of different people, you know. And again, when we started working with Mark Burke, of the concept of perspective and perception and things like that, it's just like, mind blown, you know. And it's like, that was so great for me. And then we dive into, you know, what does Shannon bring from the past, what are her weaknesses, and the evolution of our relationship is now building the business. You know, we're bringing those concepts into our vision of what's the bigger picture, and that's what makes everything different, and that's how we're growing. So it started off great, again, with no ego to argue, because we knew from the get-go, we had, you know, we've talked about our situation before, we brought the other person where we gave them what they needed, you know, and it was so understood, and we were so grateful that there was never a reason to argue. You know, there's never a reason to let the ego get in the way, because we knew where we were without the other person, you know. So it's like we started on a really good step, but then we really fell in love with this, but man, how can we grow? How can we evolve together? And that's where it's become this, joint superpower that we love. So even without the business, you know, we'll continue to evolve personally. And those are the real fun conversations, you know?
I bet.
Absolutely.
I just love sitting across from you guys talking, you know, as business owners, as individuals, because who you are is very well mirrored in the way your business is run. You know, it's a very welcoming, warm environment. Staff is very friendly. And it's just like, I get excited to go to your shop. And I think a lot of customers feel that way. You know, your offerings are special to the community, because there's no restaurant like yours in terms of what you guys offer in terms of food. But it's so much more than that. It's a reflection of who you are as a team. And as I get to have conversation with you guys, that becomes more and more evident. So where do you want to go from here? Can you just kind of share a little bit with us on terms of your evolution in terms of the next step?
Yeah, so I don't know. Do you have anything? Go for it.
Well, we're going to be opening in Williamsport in January.
Yeah.
We finally have signed the lease. And
that's been a long journey for you guys.
That's been a very long journey.
Yes, I remember talking to you guys about
it
in the hospital. Yes. But that's the true struggle of a business ownership that a lot of people don't see. You know what I mean? I think a lot of the biggest misperception there is out there is that business ownership is easy, mm-hmm. or it's a luxury to be able to do it. But it's complete opposite. In regards to Williamsport, I know from the moment that you guys started talking about October, we're going to open. After mm-hmm. the fair, we're going to be open. We're going to be ready to go. We have found the location to multiple locations that you guys had to look at to kind of come back to the beginning and point zero and restart again. But in that process, you guys never broke down and said, you know what, I quit. You just continued to pursue. That mentality, that attitude is something I wish the younger people, the younger generation, will continue to work on. Because it's not a something that you say, you know what, I'm gonna have this mentality moving forward from today. But it's something that you have to kind of grow and continue to work on. Because it is easy to give up. It is harder to continue to fight sometimes. But it's trial and errors, life experiences teaches us that continuing to fight is way more valuable than just giving up in the next minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I've really fallen in love with this concept of responsibility. And this is something that I've talked to Mark Burke about doing a whole podcast on this. I mean, this concept. So responsibility, the ability to respond, right? So whatever you want to call it or however you want to do it, failing forward, getting up when you're knocked down. That, when you say the younger generation, I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing. We know your struggles, right? And some people know my struggles. But it's like, again, when you just know you're not going to quit, again, you either keep going or you quit. And the only way you can really quit is if you die. You know what I mean? In the end. So I don't encourage that to anybody.
Right.
You're here, right? No matter what you believe, your reason for being here, don't quit. The thing that people, I believe, especially the younger generation, is missing is the reality of that. Go fail. It's hard. Go fail to gain strength. How do you build a muscle? What actually builds the muscle? The tearing of the muscle.
Right.
If you want to become strong, go fail. So you could post a video saying, man, Hitty just deadlifted 300 pounds. Congratulations. Yeah, but he didn't deadlift 305. He failed.
Yeah.
And, oh, well, that's so mean. Well, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. And I know you know that. And, yes, mm-hmm. congratulations for deadlifting however much you did. You set that. But what are you going to do? You're going to stop? Oh my God. So, we opened PB&J and we survived COVID. Yeah, but now what? We opened Williamsport, but now what? So great book by Tim Grover, Relentless. And then the second one is called Winning. And these books have literally changed my life to where this concept of done next. And I live in this world, done next. You accomplish something, we're going to open Williamsport. Great. Done next. I'm already on to the next one, because I love the concept of what can I accomplish, So we're going to open this juice bar in Danville. You know how many negative comments we got? I mean, you've been through there, you've been through struggle, but you're not going to quit, Oh, I'm going to open this business. In order to succeed, just don't quit. Responsibility. If I say something mean to you, you're not gonna quit. Your response, your ability to respond to adversity, that's what people are missing. So when Shannon and I got together, it was nothing but adversity. We're 10 years apart, this and that, da da da. It's great. We're gonna go show you, and look at what's come of it. Hey, Hitty, blah blah blah. Great. He's gonna go show you. He's gonna prove you. And that's winning, man. That's winning. And you don't need to have a trophy or be a celebrity. I'm talking about just winning in life. Just waking up in the morning is your response to life,
Smaller scale victories. Yeah.
Yeah. You wake up in the morning, that's a victory. And guess what? I'm going to go fail all day and I'm going to smile doing it. And when that's your mentality, you're going to find moments of happiness. But let's be honest, throughout your entire day, how much time is really happy? You know what I mean? Like, you come into PB&J and you have that moment of happiness, and then you sit there and you eat, and you know the food tastes good, but you're stressing about work, you're writing up plans, you're writing up work. You're working, man. You're working, you're grinding, you're tearing the muscles mentally and physically, and then you hit that PR and a moment of happiness. You know what I mean? So life isn't happy, not even close to the majority of time. And that's cool.
Life's average,
man.
Yeah.
So go work and, you know, go struggle and go fail and go survive. And then you're, you know, you're going to have that moment of happiness, and it's like you're really going to relish in it. So what is life? Life is a struggle. Go fail. I encourage you to go fail. When someone's ignorant, smile. Man, that sucks that they're ignorant. They don't believe in me. Go fail.
I love everything that you just mentioned.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's just this idea of your entire perspective in terms of how you look at life. And I've always said, it's like when you go through really, really difficult moment, right? And that really, really difficult moment alone can be defined differently from different people, you know? Just broken bone might be the most difficult moment for somebody, whereas facing death could be somebody's most difficult moment, or being an illegal immigrant or being homeless could be the most difficult moment of somebody, whereas a death in a family could be a difficult moment for somebody else. There's no bigger quote-unquote difficulties in life, but as you build on those blocks of overcoming that difficulties, whatever it is, trauma, whatever you want to call it, we learn to adapt and we learn to understand different perspectives, the way to view life in general. And you realize that you're right. There are only small moments of happiness that exist in life. If you continue to fill your day with those small happiness, then you may never find the true happiness within yourself. But if you can find joy in going through the motion of trying to achieve that happiness, then your perspective shifts.
Absolutely.
Because as you're working throughout the day, you know that you're working for a certain goal that you want to achieve one day. And in that process, you find joy.
Mm-hmm. It's all internal, man. Right? I had a great conversation with Mark Burke about, you know, for so long, I was looking for external validation. And my ego got in the way, and I was looking for external validation so hard. And we had a great conversation, only to find out validation's internal, man. It's the person looking back in the mirror, you know? And all of, again, so let's go back to this struggle and responsibility. If anyone criticizes you, all of the struggles, they're all external. You got to turn internal, you know? So if someone's criticizing you external, that's their fault anyways, because the people that are really getting it done are all internal. They're not going to criticize you. So again, if someone criticizes you, the hell with them. They're not important, you know? I could do anything, and you're going to sit here and be like, you know, good for you and try. You're never going to criticize me. Why? Because you've been through the battles. You know, you've been through the battles. I heard someone say, no one who criticizes me is ever in a better place than me. And that's the truth. You know, go internal with it. The happiness, like you're saying, 100% internal. Don't look, we all look for the external validation on our phones and the media, someone saying good job. The true journey is that internal validation. So you're spot on with that, man. Through the journey, you got to find the internal happiness. And I'll tell you what, when you, maybe you'll never find it, but the journey of that is what's really going to find you the external happiness. When you are happy enough to look in the mirror and smile, that energy is going to be outward. And then when you're sitting in the restaurant and you see Hitty walk in, man, now you can give him all your love. Now you can give him that energy and have those moments externally. But if I wake up and I'm not internally satisfied, it doesn't matter who externally walks in the door or pats you on the back or tells you good job. It means nothing to you. You know, so that external validation is never going to be good enough until you find that on the inside. So we love the working on the ego, you know, and this, the concepts of perception and responsibility and all these things that are really going to callous your mind. Go build yourself, man. The external things that will just amplify because of that is what it's really about. I think, unfortunately, so many people are trying to do it in reverse. We're trying to find the externals. We're trying to fix the externals. You know, Will Smith once said, it's like looking into a broken mirror and trying to fix your face. No, no, no. You know, that's not what it's about. You're already beautiful. You're full of love. You know, things like that. If the mirror's broke, then get a new mirror. You know, change yourself and the mirror will always appear correct, you know. And and we found that, but we're not at the end of the journey, man, because life's going to smack us in the face again. We're so excited for it. You know, you got to be excited for it.
Right.
So fall in love with the journey, because we've found out the secret, right? We found out that the happier we can make ourselves internally, the happier the external validations are too. So the more I can find peace in myself, the more I'm gonna love seeing you and seeing these other people, and that's what we're seeking, you know. So it's crazy. Kind of turn it around, working yourself as hard as you can, be a little selfish and work on yourself, and man, you can impact lives. Your daily interactions are going to be great, and you're going to be happier. So yeah, that's our new message, so to speak, you know. And
I love
it's
that.
Exciting.
I love that. I'm going to add another nugget to this in the fact that both of us have this greater goal of serving the community. That is the outer layer of all of it. All this work that we're willing to do, I think, and, you know, I'm speaking for you guys, but I'm really speaking for myself, is this internal work. It's all worth it, because the more I get to know myself, the more I can concrete my thoughts and find this joy in the journey, the more I can help the kids that I get to work with. And because of that piece, it drives us forward. It's not just only self-produced or self-reliant in terms of I want to get better for myself. No. If I get better, if I continue to learn, and if I continue to find joy in this journey, I'm only going to be able to serve my purpose better in the long run.
Absolutely.
And that's what keeps me going. And it sounds like that's what keeps you guys going too.
Yeah. We had this conversation with Xander the other night. I better myself so I can better serve him. He's an employee of ours, but he's like a brother to me, or son, or whatever. But the better I can serve him, he can then serve me.
Yes.
But that, you know, even if it sounds selfish, but that's the circle of it. And that's what's great. You know, the better I can serve you, I know you can serve us. And when you put all of these people together, now you have a community of people that are happy internally,
right,
that are happy externally, that are helping each other. And then guess what? We know life's going to smack you in the face. That's when people come together and help, you know. But if you can't figure out that self part, you're never going to have the full package to go do other things. You know?
I'm going to kind of spin what you just said. It's like, better you can serve him, he can serve you better. But really, in reality, what it is the better you can serve him, the more you can delegate to him, right? So then he can reach out to other people as well.
Absolutely.
Not only is he helping you, he's helping other people in that long journey.
Absolutely.
Because there's only so much we can do as three people. Mm-hmm. But if we can pass on our passion and our mission to others around us, and they carry on the similar mission, or in their own way, internalize that and take it on to their own mission, which is what I want them to do. I don't want them to carry on exactly what I'm preaching. I want them to take on what I'm saying and take a piece of it, take another piece from somebody else, and go and conquer their own mission, right? They can serve others better.
And what you're talking about, let's be honest, break it down. You're talking about what humanity is. Take away society, and what you just said is the backbones of what we're here to do as a species. We're here to raise people up, protect them, teach them to survive and go on and grow. I mean, you just hit it right on the head, but you brought it into this modern world. And we've lost that. We've lost that primitive aspect, so to speak, because you know, we have so much going on around us, you know, so 100% you just nailed it right there, man. When you bring that teaching and that love into our society, that's what it's all about. And I think people are so afraid to serve, you know, everyone is so
self-driven.
Yeah. And it's okay. You know, we've, through the help of media, we've really learned not to just go through life blindly, you know? So there's this positive aspect of it, of, hey, don't just be blinded and be fooled and just give your life as a slave to this. Mm. But there's a part that's very rewarding. To serve does not mean to follow.
Mm-hmm.
To serve is not a negative thing. You can be a leader and serve. You
yes.
are. We are. We serve our community, but you're not going to pull the wool over our eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're leaders. So we encourage everything we do is really to serve. But, you know, there's that that dichotomy I love using of the dichotomy of leadership and being a servant. Man, they're right there. They're mm-hmm. right there together, because you are a leader of this community, yet you serve this community. So yeah, I love it. You just hit the nail right in the head, man. That was a perfect way to really put, again, this primitive aspect into a modern way of thinking. Mm-hmm. So
I love it, man. I just love our conversation together here. But unfortunately we're coming up on time. But before we go, is there any social media you want to plug in? Where can people find you, get to know you a little bit more, where to visit you, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so, I mean, the PB&J Bar is on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We also have the Unbeatable Side of Things, which is our burger making. And, you know, we got a lot of fun things going on that, you know, that you're a part of as well, the growth and things like that. But that'll come out later as we, you know, further the vision and the journey of this and find fun ways and interesting ways to impact people and, again, further serve the community. So, come into PB&J and say hi. We love talking about this stuff, man. We love the conversations. So our biggest encouragement is if you ever want to have a conversation, just sit down. You know, so often, and our conversations were so great during your hospitalization because we just had time to chat. You know, sometimes you just got to hear yourself talk, and it's amazing when you get it out what you can accomplish on your own. You know, mm-hmm. so we love just having those conversations with people. So come and chat. You know, coffee's on us if you just want to come and chat. You know, it's all good stuff. So we love it.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time. Thank you for coming on to the podcast. Guys, I encourage you guys to go and visit. Even if the word plant-based scares you, don't. It's really good food. Highly recommend their place, plant-based and juice bar, right on Mill Street in Danville. Thank you guys for coming, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks.